Patty Scannis, regional troll management biologist, says the Department of Fish and Game will shut down fishing by emergency order in 6 to 10 days. Scannis says she and other management staff will have a busy week.
We start tracking the catch on a daily basis. We receive fish tickets, and they get entered every day. We get faxed or emailed king tallies from the processors around the region, and they give us their daily king tally, the number of kings they bought that day, and the number of landings. Another thing that we do is we do aerial surveys out of several different towns in Southeast, and we count troll vessels, we note their location, and then we compile all of that to get a total effort for the region.
Scannis adds that ADF&G has samplers in most ports who will interview fishermen to get an idea of the catch rate. That data is then folded into a formula to estimate the catch per boat per day, which should then give her a pretty good idea of how long the opener will go on. Southeast is the only region in the state with commercial salmon trolling. This year's preseason Chinook quota is the seventh lowest since the Pacific Salmon Treaty was signed in 1985. Scannis says 500 boats made landings in 8 weeks of spring Chinook fishing, which concluded on June 30th. The results were pretty much what she expected.
I'd say for the most part, the fishery was somewhat slower than a lot of years, and the catch right now, though, has bumped up quite a bit. It's up just over 27,000, and actually maybe close to 28,000 by the time we look at the report at the end of the day.
The spring harvest does have a bearing on the summer fishery. The Pacific Salmon Treaty with Canada allocates a total of just under 164,000 kings to the commercial troll fishery, and that accounting began in October of 2009 and ends in September of this year. The summer opener feels like the beginning of the season, but for management purposes, it's really the end.
So what we'll do is we'll continue to look at the numbers of fish caught in spring based on our fish tickets, and we'll look at the hatchery component, and from that we'll come up with the number of treaty fish harvested in the spring fishery, and that will influence what is left for summer.
The good news for Southeast trollers is that despite facing the seventh lowest quota in 35 years, the Alaska hatchery component is ticking up 13% this spring. Alaska hatchery fish don't count against the treaty with Canada, and it looks like they're on the increase. Scannis is generally upbeat about the health of Chinook stocks in the region. The lower-than-average quota is only part biology. In 2008, the U.S. accepted a 15% harvest reduction when it renewed the salmon treaty. Scannis says this year's low quota is partly due to politics.
Whatever we would have got under the old treaty, we take that number, and then 15% is taken off the top. So, you know, that's another reason that has nothing to do with the health of the stock.
Scannis says the department typically closes king trolling after reaching the initial target, requires everyone to unload, and then 2 days later reopens trolling to all species, including coho. Once managers get an idea of the strength of the coho run, usually by the first week of August, they'll order a trolling closure to allow cohos to escape into local rivers and streams. A number of Southeast communities take advantage of the closure for festivities of one kind or another. Intertidal golf tournaments have become popular. Then, usually in the latter half of August, trolling for kings will reopen with a target of around 30% of the commercial allocation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.